Good morning, Kathleen. Welcome. How are you today?
Great. How are you, Tony?
Doing well. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Sure. First of all, it was exciting. We were back to a different school last night ever since COVID, and since we want to provide a hybrid ability, we have all of our equipment at Central Middle School, but they actually were getting ready for their Bye Bye Birdie play this evening, so we moved to Cost Cobb last night. It was just nice to we used to travel from school to school pre-COVID, so it was nice to do that for a moment. At our business meeting, we heard from our GHS reps, head of PTAC, GEA. There was some public comment. But then we got into our business, and most importantly, I think, for the community to know is that we voted on our last day of school and graduation date last night. In fact, it was going to be just a first read. You know, we usually do first read, and then our vote is when we come back. But we figured it was really important for everyone to know the schedule for the balance of the year, and so we suspended our rules on that and took a vote. The big issue is the fact that, you know, we had five weather-related closures this year, and then we had 2 days in December 2021 due to a spike in COVID where we just closed the high school, as you might recall, and so that makes the high school go, you know, pretty late this year. Unfortunately, they'll be going to June 28th, which is an issue for kids that are starting jobs and are going to camp, but what we're working with the administration to make sure that, you know, the finals are sort of done the prior week, and those last 2 days are important, but we recognize perhaps not everyone shows up. But most importantly, the actual graduation date for the high school will be June 24th. We are able to do that ahead of the 180 days, which is a nice change that we were able to get done so that people, you know, could get off to their summer plans. So that was the big, I'd say, thing that the community should know about from last night. We then went to math textbooks. We actually implemented a new program for K through 8 called Big Ideas, which hopefully a lot of people have heard about at this point, this past year, and it's had great success. It's a lot of interactive tools, a lot of online support, and we've had great feedback from teachers and students and families, and now we're looking to actually extend that into the high school. They did a lot of analysis. I think they came down to three different programs, and Big Ideas again came out on top as they extended to Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2. And what is especially nice about that is that our students and our staff, you know, as they come up the learning curve and actually understanding the system, it's nice to see the progression as it goes into high school, because I always think that's a little hard for teachers and students once they really get to know the program that they have to switch. So hopefully that'll be approved, and that'll also be a nice continuum for our students. We then had an update on CMS. This is obviously on everyone's mind, Central Middle School. The EdSpec, just to remind everyone, sorry, the CMS funds, right, were approved by the RTM back on March 14th. Just as a reminder, again, this is something that obviously we've accelerated, that the BET was great to meet on quickly, and then the RTM took it up. So as soon as those funds were approved for us developing the EdSpec, we got to work the next day. And so last night, Dr. Jones just really laid out the timetable as we move as quickly as we can. We've already hired the consultant to start developing the Ed specification. And she's actually hopeful that we will see that as a Board of Education as soon as potentially late April, early May, because our goal is to move, you know, certainly get the Ed Specs approved quickly so that we can then get a building committee approved perhaps before the summer. So that's moving as quickly as one can hope. And then we had an update on special education. As you and I have discussed, Tony, this is a very important topic for the board. I'm happy that, you know, in the past we've looked at special education and then there hasn't been continuous follow-up. We are making sure we continue to put this on the calendar and keep hearing about the progress we're making. And so this is an update on some of the specific PCG recommendations and around the unique learner program, the co-teaching model, inclusion specialists, things along those lines, some of the new programming ideas that we have going into next year. And I'm excited about that. So that was pretty much the entire meeting.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at did you talk about the entrance to Greenwich High School? I see that as action items.
Yes, I'm sorry. Good point. This is just basically we had to update the EdSpec, the GHS vestibule EdSpec, because of a change from planning and zoning. It was actually, I guess, came out of the Architectural Review Board, where they'd like some additional landscaping. And so we actually had to modify the ed spec. And then, in fact, as we seek state reimbursement, we had to put this on the calendar for this meeting. And then we actually have to have a special meeting in 2 weeks where the architect will come back, show us the sort of the landscaping proposal. Again, this is something coming out of a P&Z that was a change. And that's important around the state reimbursement process. So we needed to have the minutes from this meeting solidified. Then we'll have to have this special meeting in April. Christina Downey is one of my colleagues, is the liaison on the, she's on this committee. And she said we'll see the revised ed spec with the landscaping, but I think that there is also a belief that it's going to be a little bit over the budget that we had anticipated, so that will also be discussed at April 7th.
All right, good. And I guess next week you'll be watching the budget proceedings closely, right?
Yes, please, and make sure to tell the public to go out on March 28th. I believe that's when the BET is having their hearing and taking public comment. They are only taking public comment in person. I think that they have access on Zoom, but you have to actually show up in person to make a public comment. So that's important to note.
Yes, I think you can make an online a comment that'll be just going to the record, but not be part of the meeting, I guess, is the way it will work. Yes.
Yes, that's my understanding. Yes, it's a little different than how we do things, but yes. So I think it's important that you know, and whether it's just whether it's your Board of Education budget or another town department, I think it's important to show up and tell people what you think.
All right, great, Kathleen. And just to confirm, the last day of school is the 28th. Is that correct?
So that, I'm sorry, that is the last day for the high school. Okay. That's a very important difference. And having children at different levels, I'm sorry for my ninth grader who's going to be in school a couple days longer than my others. So the last day for everyone else is June 24th, and actually the last day for sixth graders is June 23rd. Because okay. They went to school a day later, earlier, sorry. Mm-hmm. So, but there will be early release days for the high school kids on June 27th and June 28th, I should note.
And graduation on the 24th,
right? No, graduation on the 23rd.
Graduation on the 23rd?
Yes.
Okay, I wrote down the wrong day, I guess, the 23rd. Okay, the 23rd. All right, good. We got it straight.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll talk more as we get closer.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kathleen, for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much, Tony. Have a great weekend.